Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Well, June is nearly upon us. June is almost here, and with it, peak Irish wedding season, raising the age-old question, how much is the right amount as a wedding gift? Well, has that been hit by inflation over the last year as well, or has the cost of living crisis tempered people's expectations in what they should get in a card? Well, Jessica O'Sullivan is editor of wedding website One Fab Day, and she also got married herself only last year. To add to the research for this item, Jessica, you're very welcome to the programme. Belated congratulations.
Thank you very much.
To you. You went to some lengths for this item, I can tell you. How much is the right amount in a wedding card?
Well, our advice is actually quite broad. We advise people between 50 and 200. I mean, they're two very opposite ends of the spectrum there. But we kind of have various factors that you can work it out. The first one is, how close are you to the couple? So obviously, the closer you are, the more money you're going to give. I mean, I've heard family members giving up to 500 euro. But I think 100 euro a head is usually a nice roundy figure. If you're unsure, kind of slides into the card very easily, you know.
What if it's in a really, really plush hotel with just a few guests?
See, this is the next thing that we say as well, is that it's the style of the wedding and how much you think it's going to cost the couple. A lot of people like to cover the price of their meal at the very least. And then if you throw in a free bar and stuff like that as well, people kind of feel they should put a bit of extra cash into the envelope. But you could, I've heard of people going on to venue websites and actually checking out how much it costs per head. To kind of give them a bit of a steer as to how much the day is going to cost the couple, and then kind of using that as a gauge.
Yeah, I suppose the problem though.
But it's good.
Well, yeah, it's actually very thoughtful, really, if you think about it, because I would have thought like the 100 euro per head that you're talking about, right, would have been sort of standard enough, maybe even 6, 7, 8, maybe even 10 years ago. It might have been a bit much 10 years ago, but in around that. And inflation. Jessica, you know, everything costs so much more now. So is there inflation then in what we give in the envelope? Should there not be?
I think it's 110 euro per head is the average now for a wedding in Ireland. So they go anywhere up to 200 per head. The 100 would in some instances barely cover your meal for the day. Now, I will say though that I rarely hear of couples, you know, we get a lot of emails in from couples, kind of dilemmas and things like that. And most of them are just happy to have people there and want to get people there. It's very, very rare that you hear couples giving out about people not giving a gift or something like that. And if they are those type of people, are they really your friends? Do you really want to go to their wedding? Mm. Most of them are just want people there. They want bums on seats.
I don't know. I think I'd remember if someone didn't give me a gift in my wedding.
Oh, no, you'd have to give something. You wouldn't even go to a dinner party empty handed, never mind a wedding.
But how much
I think
is
it's
this?
More. Yeah. And the thing is that especially after the pandemic, we've kind of gone back to the drawing board when it comes to weddings, and people are very into the personal elements of it. So if you can't give cash, you can get a bit imaginative as to what you give. Like, do you have any skills or services that you can offer?
The dreaded, I made you this, and you're going, oh, great. I hope you enjoy the meal.
No, I'm talking about now if you're a photographer or you're a baker or you're a musician, or you can basically save them the expense of having to pay somebody a couple of hundred quid.
Will you answer a question, honestly, a personal question?
Yes.
Did you, when you got married, open the cards and go, oh, God, that gift is not good?
Do you know, we only had 25 people. So I was overwhelmed by the generosity of people who weren't at the wedding and who still gave us cards with cash in them. I was to the point of being embarrassed. Yeah. I mean, Irish people are so generous when it comes to gifting. Like people in the UK, it's really more around the £50 mark that you would get a gift. And in the US as well, they're more generous, but not as quite as generous as us.
Can I ask you quickly, what about couples versus single people? You know, like, does it matter, or how does that change things?
this is kind of where it gets a bit strange, because you could say, oh, I'd give 150 as a single person, but 200 as a couple. I don't really know where that logic comes in. You know, to me, it's kind of per head, really, okay. is well, how look, you're gifting.
You've put it out there, Jessica, and let's see what they say. The 51551. Jessica O'Sullivan, editor of wedding website One Fab Day. Thank you very much indeed.